USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Police at Michigan State University have released the names of two of the three students killed in Monday night's shooting on campus.
Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and Alexandria Werner of Clawson, Michigan, died in the shooting. The third victim's name is not being released. Per the family's wishes, five victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. MSU Interim President Teresa Woodruff spoke at a press conference on Tuesday.
We're grieving, and as a community, we're grieving together. She struggled to comprehend. We lost families, friends, classmates, and our hearts go out to the victims and families of this senseless tragedy.
From East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
The father of the man identified as the Michigan State mass shooter is speaking out. He said his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. The suspect's father said he had no relationship to Michigan State University. The Senate received a classified briefing into the high-altitude objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan last week, and it's raising more questions for some. Senator Marco Rubio.
I don't dispute that these things should have been brought down. My question really is how. The most important question we have to answer now is what are these things, who sent them here, and what are they doing here?
Senator Mark Warner, also speaking after the briefing, said it's still too early for many of the questions to be answered.
The last three objects, there has not been, the materials have not been collected yet, and a lot of the analysis will depend upon that collection.
The recovery efforts are underway. Power companies are urging you to just let love be in the air this Valentine's Day and not in shiny metallic balloons. They say with balloons come power outages and property damage. If one of the balloons happens to get loose, it can hit power lines and cause widespread outages. Think that sounds far-fetched? Last year, metallic balloons caused more than 414 outages just in California. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Top military officials are vowing to back Ukraine for as long as it takes as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Russia has inflicted a year of tragedy and terror on neighboring Ukraine. He said he deeply admires the resilience of the Ukrainian people. A rare Harley has sold for a lot of money.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strap tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but is believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world. I'm Julio Flores.
The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history being revealed in California. Edwin Castro bought the $2 billion plus winning ticket, but he was a no-show at today's California lottery announcement.
As you might imagine, Edwin would like to largely remain private. He understands his name is part of the public record and now part of history. But he respectfully declined our invitation to appear publicly with us today. Understandably so.
Castro purchased that winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The 2023 NFL Draft is coming, and the order of first-round picks is now set after the conclusion of the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs will pick last in the first round, and they'll also be hosting the draft in late April. The Philadelphia Eagles, who lost in the Super Bowl, will have the 10th and 30th overall picks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.